we will encounter the living God together this morning, that we will know his nearness and celebrate his father love for us. Bit of family news, Jean Owen is in hospital at the moment. She's got pneumonia, was in a lot of pain on Wednesday night. But when I went to see her on Friday, she says, "I'm coming out on Monday." Not sure that the doctors agree, but she's coming out on Monday. So do pray for her. She does have very limited capacity in her lungs, but nothing will stop her wanting to love and care for other people. So before Paul and Astrid start, let's just do some family prayers. Lord, we bless you for Jean, and we thank you for her love for people. The fact that she gets up in the morning with the purpose of serving you and serving her neighbour. And we pray for healing for her. We thank you that the pain has gone, but we pray that her lungs will be cleared and that she'll be able to breathe well. Lord, we ask for your surrounding us this morning. For those of us who have lost our fathers or for whom fatherhood is difficult, we ask that we will be mindful of the fact that you are the father of the fathers. But we also thank you for our great fathers, for those that have nurtured and loved us. And may we celebrate them too and the glimpse they show us of you. So this morning we celebrate you, your unending love. May your presence fill this place, we pray. Amen. I'm going to head over to Paul and Astrid.
So good morning. It is brilliant for us to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Good morning.
Isn't it fantastic to be able to celebrate Father's Day and also to celebrate that great Father that we have in heaven? We're going to open with a call to worship, a call to worship our Heavenly Dad. It's going to come up on the screen, and we would invite you to follow the responses, which are the words in yellow. Paul and I are going to lead with the words in white. So give thanks to the Lord, because he is good.
His faithful love continues forever.
Give thanks to the greatest God of all.
His faithful love continues forever.
Give thanks to the most powerful Lord of all.
His faithful love continues forever.
Give thanks to the only one who can do miracles.
His faithful love continues forever.
By his understanding, he made the heavens.
His faithful love continues forever.
He spread out the earth on the waters.
His faithful love continues forever.
He made the great lights in the sky.
His faithful love continues forever.
He made the sun to rule over the day.
His faithful love continues forever.
He made the moon and the stars to rule over the night.
His faithful love continues forever.
Amen. And we're going to continue celebrating God's faithful love as we sing our first hymn. So let's stand if you're able and sing "Great is Your Faithfulness."
Great is your faithfulness, O God, my Father. You have fulfilled all your promise to me. You never fail, and your love is unchanging. All you have been, you forever will be. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, your hand hath provided. Great is your faithfulness, Father, to me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest. Course is above, join with us.
Don't sit down just yet. We're going to carry straight on with another worship song. We're going to sing a song that I think the children know very well called Our God is a Great Big God. Now, I know some actions to this. Do any of you guys know some actions to this? Actions aren't restricted to the children, so would any of you like to come and help me with the actions? I'm going to make a wally of myself right here, so come and join me. The rest of you, you don't have to join in with the actions, but if you do, you'll enjoy worshipping God even more, so it's entirely up to you. Anybody else going to come and join us? Let's see if we do the same one.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Great big God, our God is a great big God, our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He's higher than a skyscraper, and he's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe, and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me, before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Our God is a great big God. Deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. A great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. He holds us in his hand.
Fantastic. What's your name? Michael. Give Michael a round of applause because he was brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay, now you can sit down if you like. We thought we'd start the service with a fun activity, maybe a bit of a warm-up. And for this, I need two or three pairs, father-child pairs. So are there any dads with their child who would like to volunteer for a fun game to get us going? I see that hand, thank you very much. Fantastic. Is that a third pair? Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. What I'm going to need is I'm going to need three dads over on this side, please, and three children over on this side. And what we're going to do is we're going to find out how well you dads know your kids and how well you guys know your dads. So... Can I give you one of those each? Astrid's going to come with wet wipes in a minute. Do you remember those Mr. and Mrs. quizzes they used to have on TV years ago where they'd take the husband into a booth and they'd ask the wife questions and they'd see whether they came up with the same answer? Ignore the writing. We're just recycling here, so we are writing on the blank side. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a question about your dad and you need to write down what you think the right answer is, and they're going to write down the actual answer, and then we're going to see who matches. Okay, and we'll do the same thing. And obviously, if you match somebody else's dad, then you'd just swap after the service. And there will be an absolutely unmissable prize for the pair that gets the most answers correct. And I promise to forget all your names instantly, so you're just going to have to be honest with me. But let's go around and get your names.
Sir.
Ethan. And who's Ethan's dad? And your name, sir?
Alan.
Ethan and Alan. And
Ben
and
Charlie
and
Hannah
and Gareth. Fantastic. Okay, first question. This is a question for the dads, so you need to write down the right answer. What is your child's least favourite subject at school? No miming, no actions, no mouthing things across the room. What's their least favourite subject at school? Okay. We'll soon find out if it's English if we can't read your answers. Okay, are we all ready?
No.
Gareth.
Have you written something? Okay. Ethan. English. Spelling. I might give you that. I think spelling and English will give you that one.
Literacy, yes.
French and nil point. Drama and French.
Oh,
only 1 point so far. Okay, Astrid's going to run round with the wet wipes so that you can wipe your answers off, and then on to the second question. Now, you guys, this is a question for you, and it's a slightly simpler one because there's only two possible answers. If you were out in the car and your dad was driving and you were totally, utterly, hopelessly, completely lost, I'm sure it never happens, would he A, stop and ask for directions, or B, say, I know where I'm going and just keep on going? So would he stop or would he keep going? Honesty is going to pay, gentlemen. Because you know they're going to be honest. Okay, let's start with B. He would keep going. Hannah's dad? Ask! And B, keep going. Keep on going. 1 point. B, keep on going. Keep going. Give him a round of applause. We'll do one more question each way round.
Would he ask Lucy?
Okay, dads, question for you, and this is one with three options. Which of these three would your child most like to do when they're older? Have a number one hit single, travel the world, or become Prime Minister? So if you could do one of those three things when you're older, what would you most like to do? Have a number one hit single, travel the world, or become Prime Minister? Have you answered that already? That was nice and easy.
I think they're doing A, B, or C.
Are we all there? Okay, let's start in the middle this time. What have you got? B, which one? Hang on. Travel the world. Travel the world. No. See, neither. Okay. You went with B, travel the world. And you had a number one single.
Number one single.
And what did you have? You want to be Prime Minister. So we know who's in charge in your house then. Okay. Second question for you guys, and this time you've got three options. What do you think your dad most enjoyed doing when he was your age? Was it number one, his homework? Number two, playing football? Or number three, chasing girls? Homework, football, or chasing girls? What do you think?
Homework.
Once again, honesty may not be the best policy, actually. Okay, let's start with you. B, playing football, we've got over here.
Alan.
That's Ethan.
Alan.
Alan, playing football, very good. Chasing girls? And what did you? Taking apart TVs and putting them back together. Okay, well, if he gets that, you will get bonus points, seeing as it wasn't an option. Out of the three, you put homework, did you? Okay, and we've got homework. Fantastic. Okay, now I've not been adding up, so I need you to be really honest. How many points did you two get? Two and? Three and two. So it's Ethan and Alan who are our winners, is that right? Give them a great big round of applause. In fact, give them all a great big round of applause because they did fantastically. You'll have to work out how to split that between you, is that okay? I'll give that to you to look after. Well done. Thanks very much. Thanks. Being a dad isn't always the easiest thing. And we're going to look at a dad on screen now who's feeling very protective of his child on their first ever day at school.
Dad, can I go play too? Can I?
I would feel better if you'd go play over on the sponge beds. That's where I would play.
What's wrong with this bed?
It looks funny! Ow! Hey, what'd I do?
Be nice. It's his first time at school.
He was born with it, kids. We call it his lucky fin.
Dad, see this tentacle? It's actually shorter than all my other tentacles. But you can't really tell, especially when I twirl it like this.
I'm H2O intolerant.
I'm obnoxious.
Oh, let's name the zones, the zones, the zones. Let's name the zones of the open sea.
Oh, you better stay with me.
Epilogic, methodologic, methodologic. All the rest are too deep for you and me to see.
Huh, I wonder where my class has gone. Oh, there you are. Come aboard, explorers. All knowledge exploring is oh so lyrical when you think thoughts that are empirical.
Dad, you can go now.
Hello, who is this?
I'm Nemo.
Well, Nemo, all new explorers must answer a science question.
Okay.
You live in what kind of home?
In an anemone.
Okay, don't hurt yourself. Welcome aboard, explorer!
Just so you know, he's got a little fin. I find if he's having trouble swimming, let him take a break. 10-15 minutes.
Dad, it's time for you to go now.
Don't worry, we're gonna stay together as a group. Okay, class, optical orbits up front. And remember, we keep our supersophageal ganglion to ourselves. That means you, Jimmy.
Oh, man!
Oh,
bye, Nemo!
Bye,
Dad!
Bye, son!
You blunder.
Be safe.
Hey, you're doing pretty well for a first-timer.
Well? You can't hold on to them forever, can you?
Yeah, I had a tough time when my oldest went out of the drop-off.
They just gotta grow up some. The drop-off? They're going to the drop-off?
One of my favourite films. I made Jess a promise that I wasn't going to use her as an illustration at all today, but I have just occasionally heard that. Dad, it's time for you to go now. Anyway, let's carry on worshipping God as we sing again together. So let's stand if you're able, and we're going to sing, Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord. strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise anew. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name.
Please do take your seats, and as we reflect on God's goodness to us, we're going to take up our offering now. So if I can ask the stewards to wait on us, that would be great. So let us pray. Father God, we've already worshipped you with our words and with our singing. Lord, we now worship you with our money. Father, we recognize and acknowledge that everything we have is yours, and this offering, along with monies that have been given electronically, the time that we have given to you, our talents and our abilities, Lord, all is for the work of your kingdom. Come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue for a few more moments in prayer as we just consider our world and those who perhaps particularly need a touch from God at this point in time. And so I would encourage you to call out a name as it occurs to you, as this is something that God is pressing in on your heart. So let us pray. Father, we pray for nations which are troubled by conflicts, natural disasters, corruption, sin, poverty, and hardship. Let's call out some of the names of countries that we're concerned for. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord, thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. United States.
We pray for friends who are troubled by ill health, bereavement, and difficult personal circumstances. Again, let's call out the names of those that we're concerned for And we can also lift them silently before God if their needs are not known to others and we need to hold them in the privacy between ourselves and God. Father, we bring before you those today who don't know Jesus, those in our own families, our friends at school and at work. Lord, those in the streets that we live in and within our local neighbourhood of this place of worship. Father, we pray that people will see you. They will see your Son. They will see the presence of your Holy Spirit in the way that we live our lives. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, there's somebody we haven't introduced this morning, so I'd like you all to meet George. Say hello to George. Well, I was going to try and move him into the middle of the platform, but I think disaster might strike, so we'll leave him here, and I'm hoping you can all see him from where you're sitting over the other side. George is here because he is the perfect dad. And so we thought we'd bring him along to teach us a little bit about Father's Day. What makes a perfect dad? I wonder what he would need to be the perfect dad. Is it, I wonder... What makes the perfect assistant? Is it, I wonder, if he comes along and supports you at every match and activity you take part in? Does that make a perfect dad? Or might it be... Can you manage that one? The dad that can fix everything that gets broken, whether it's the car, the microwave, a toy, or whatever else, does that make a perfect dad? I don't know whether I can stand that Haynes manual up. Let's give that a try. Or I wonder, is it the dad that knows how to have fun? A dad that's always laughing and joking. A dad that knows exactly how to see the funny side of life. Does that make a perfect dad? Or maybe the dad that not only helps you with your homework, but actually gets it right. Would that make the perfect dad? Or is it the dad that helps with the messier jobs around the home? Can you think of anything else that a dad ought to be able to do to be the perfect dad? Yeah, come on then.
Have hands.
George has a fundamental problem in that department, so I'm sorry. Yes.
Love.
Love. Very good answer. We'll come back to that answer in a few minutes. Anyone else? Sorry?
Time.
Having time for you, anyone else?
Money.
Being able to drive, yeah. Yes, I'm having to do that more and more and more, I find. Cook, there's an interest, yes, absolutely. Listening.
Patience.
Patience, definitely. Patience. Pardon?
She said patience.
Patience, good answer, yes.
Breathe.
Sorry?
Breathe.
Breathe. That would definitely help, wouldn't it? To be the perfect dad, you kind of need to do a little bit of everything. You almost like... Oops! You need arms that are really firmly attached, and you need to be Superman. We rehearse all our illustrations really, really well beforehand. Astrid.
On that note, these will not fall off, I absolutely promise you. You know, being a dad is one of the most important relationships in a child's life, because a dad has such an opportunity to influence. Actually, a dad has real power to influence how and what we think and believe about who God is. The Bible says that there are a number of things that make a dad. A loving father can point us directly to the love of God. So dads should give their children what they need. Now, children, that doesn't mean that to be a good, godly dad, your dad has to give you the latest phone or the best and the most expensive pair of trainers. They can give you those kind of things if they can afford it, and they're the things that they think that you need. But there are other things that dads can give their children that their children need. Things like words of encouragement. Choosing to spend time, that was one of the answers that we already heard. Telling your child that you love them, that you believe in them, that you're proud of them. These are the kind of things that help a child thrive. And the Bible also says that a dad should teach his child the difference between right and wrong. And that means, yes, kids, it means that your dad, as a godly dad, is allowed to tell you off. In fact, the Bible says if they didn't, they wouldn't be doing a very good job as a dad. But there is the question of how they do that telling off, or how they do that disciplining. In the Message paraphrase, we read, "Fathers, don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master." And so discipline is really important, but it must be done kindly and in ways that help a child develop in confidence and in their faith. And this is an important task of a dad, to teach their children about God. Yes, this means telling them about God. But do remember, children learn so much by watching. And so a dad should be a good example in the way in which they live their lives. And so sometimes when a child is little, we'll laugh when we see them doing something that is imitating dad. But have you ever been in the car and something has slipped out, and then later over the dinner table you think, oops, I think they heard that from me first? You know, dads have to watch the way they live their lives, because guess what? Your kids are watching you. A dad must think about who and what they prioritize, because the Bible says a dad must care for his family. In fact, he should go out of his way to care for his family, so much so that he puts their needs before his own. And so we're going to watch another video clip. We're going to watch Marlon again, that dad that we met earlier. His son got taken away, Nemo got taken away, and Marlon set out to find him. Let's watch him telling his story.
On this reef, a long, long way from here.
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
And my son, Nemo, see, he was mad at me. And maybe he wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been so tough on him. I don't know. Anyway, he swam out in the open water to this boat, and when he was out there, these divers appeared, and I tried to stop them, but the boat was too fast, so we swam out in the ocean to follow
him. He couldn't stop him, and then Nemo's dad, he swam out to the ocean, and they bumped into three
ferocious sharks. He scares away the sharks by blowing them up.
Golly, that's amazing.
And then dives thousands of feet
straight down into the dark. It's like wicked dark down there. You can't see a thing. How's it going, Bob? And the only thing I can see down there is
the knife and this big, horrible creature with razor sharp teeth. Nice pair of ear, man. And letting us to blast his way.
Two little fishermen searching the ocean for days on the East Australian current.
Which means that he may be on his way here right now. That should put him in Sydney Harbour in a matter of days. I mean, it sounds like this guy's gonna stop at nothing until he finds his son.
Sure hope he makes it. There's one dedicated father, if you ask me.
Been looking for his boy Nemo.
Nemo?
He was taken off the reef by divers and this.
There, take it!
Mike! Mike! Mike!
Hey, say that again. You just said something about Nemo. What was it?
Mike! Mike!
Last I heard, he's heading towards the harbour.
Oh, brilliant!
What a shame we can't just watch all of that. It is such a fabulous film. We'll lend it to anybody that wants to watch it if you've not seen it before. But you know, like the pelican said, that's one dedicated father. Nemo's dad would stop at nothing to save and to rescue his son. It's a big thing being a dad. It can be really quite hard. And I'm not sure how many dads can perfectly do all of those things that Bible says that a dad should be able to do. But there is one dad who can, and that is God. And you know, when Jesus told his friends to talk to God, he surprised them hugely. He said, when you talk to God, call him Dad. This was enormous. This was enormous. They were used to calling God Lord. They were used to calling God Almighty. But Jesus says, call God Abba. This was the kind of word, this was the word that children would use to say daddy or dad.
And then on another occasion, Jesus started to tell his followers and his friends what kind of dad God was. And he said this, he said, you dads, just imagine that one of your children came to you and said, oh, I'm so hungry. It's hours since breakfast and there's no chocolate in the house. Can I just have some bread? How many of you would go out into the garden and dig up a rock and say, there you go, sunshine, have a bite of that. Chew on that. You wouldn't do it. Of course you wouldn't do it. Even though you're imperfect, even though you're sinful and you get it wrong, because Jesus knew us dads quite well, and he knew that we all do, you still would never do something like that. And then Jesus said, if you're only human and you still know how to give good things to your children, how much more do you think your perfect Father in heaven wants to give you good things? Jesus wanted his friends, he wanted us to know exactly what our Heavenly Father is like, how massive his love for us is, and how strong his desire to give each one of us good things is. And that means something really important for anyone that's a dad, because it means that we've got an example to follow. And we need that, if we're honest. You know, being a dad is pretty easy. Being a good dad is one of the hardest jobs in the world. Not like the unrealistic George here, who's trying to be a good dad by, well, putting on a red nose and doing his kids' homework. Being a really godly dad is a very, very hard thing. And I know that I need all the help that I can get. But we've got a perfect Father in heaven who wants to help us, those of us that are dads, to be the best dads that we can possibly be. And that's a fantastic thing. And in a minute, in a few minutes, we're going to pray for all dads that we'll be able to receive God's help to be the kind of dads he wants us to be. But knowing that we've got a perfect heavenly Father means something for all of us, not just the dads. It means that we have a perfect dad, a perfect Father who loves us completely. But you know, if we have a perfect Father, we have to come to him as children. And some of us struggle with that. Particularly us grown-ups sometimes find that quite a difficult thing to do. Because deep down, a lot of us, we like to come to God strong and mature and independent and almost equal. And occasionally we need to remind ourselves that God is Dad. We don't have to understand him. We don't have to convince him to love us. We don't have to persuade him to want to give us good things, because he already does. But we do need to come to him as children, ready to receive from him. We're going to sing again just now, a song that reminds us that God is our Father and that we are his children. So let's stand if you're able and let's sing Father God, I Wonder.
Father God, I wonder how I manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone. Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises forevermore. Father God, I wonder how I manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone. As Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises. I will
Please do take your seats. We're going to spend a few moments just pondering on that verse that Paul has shared with us, that verse that comes from Matthew's Gospel. Would any of you give a hungry child a stone if the child asked for some bread? Would you give your child a snake if your child asked for a fish? As bad as you are, you still know how to give good gifts to your children. But your Heavenly Father is even more ready to give good things to people who ask. And so for those of us who are parents, this celebration of Father's Day invites us to be the very best parent we can be, whether our kids are young or whether our kids are grown up, and actually we're reliving something of that through our grandchildren. For each of us, this Father's Day, it invites us to receive all the good gifts that our Father, our Heavenly Father, wants us to enjoy. But as Paul has said, to receive these good gifts, this Father's Day celebration reminds us that we must come to our Heavenly Father as a child, to receive as a child, to trust as a child, to submit our lives before him as a child. And we don't always find that very easy. But whether we find it easy or whether we find it difficult, our Heavenly Father's invitation is still there. He says, come as a child and receive my good gifts. They go beyond what any good earthly father can provide, but come to me as a child. And so today we can respond to this invitation. We can respond in our hearts, and that could be something that we do privately, that just God and ourselves are aware of something going on. But you know, sometimes it can be really helpful for us to respond in a symbolic way. When we respond symbolically, it helps us demonstrate our willingness to humble ourselves before God and to trust our Heavenly Dad. And so under your chair, there is a stone. And I'd invite you to find that stone and to pick it up. Guys, I'm not going to throw these at you because I'm a lousy shot and I don't know how good you are at catching. And it wouldn't be good to knock you out, would it? But I would just invite you to hold this stone in your hands. You can feel it if you like. It's rough and it's hard. And for some of you, you might actually be able to feel the weight. And you know, we might feel that all we've got to offer as a parent is a stone. We might actually feel that all we've ever received from our parents were stones. And we might recognize that if we're really honest, we find it hard to come to our Heavenly Father as a child. Today, we can receive a good gift from our Heavenly Dad. We can trust those words that we've looked at from Matthew's Gospel. Would any of you give your hungry child a stone if he asked for bread? And so we have bread here on the table. And this is symbolic of the good gifts that God has for us today. And so we can come and we can toss our stone in the bucket. And we can instead receive a piece of bread as symbolism for receiving the good gifts that our Heavenly Father has for us. And that good gift might be the gift of healing from past wounds, which may have come from our family background. So this morning we can come and take a piece of bread and receive healing from our Heavenly Father. We may need to receive the gift of healing, of forgiveness, mercy, and grace from God towards others or even towards ourselves. So come and take some bread and receive that gift from your Heavenly Father. If we're parents, we may say, you know, what I really need is the gift of wisdom, the gift of compassion, patience, love, as I parent my children or my grandchildren. And so this morning, we can toss that stone in the bucket and we can come and take some bread and receive that good gift from our Heavenly Dad. We might also say, you know, I find it hard to be a kid. I'm too old to be a kid. I struggle with being a kid. And so maybe today we want to say, you know, God, Heavenly Dad, I want to throw that stone in the bucket and give being your child a go today and receive from him the gift of being humble and childlike before our Heavenly Father. So come and take bread and receive from him. Today could be a new step in learning to be like a child. The gift of letting your Heavenly Father be your dad today might be a step of faith in trusting him. Come and receive this bread. And there may be something very specific, a situation that you're facing at home or at work, that you say, I long for this good gift from God to do something in my life at this point in time. We can drop that stone in the bucket and come in faith and receive a piece of bread and trust in his promises and his faithful love. So I'm going to pop the bread here at the front and encourage you in your own time, if you feel able, to come and put a stone in the bucket and receive God's good gifts. So let us come and receive. Father, in this room, we have heard the chinking of stone against stone as, Lord, we have brought our offering, our faith and our trust before you. Father, help us sense and hear the great celebration in heaven above as you have the opportunity to lavish upon us the answers to our prayers, the gifts that we have come before you and asked you for. Lord, help us to sense something of that great celebration that is going on, that excitement of a father that rubs his hands and says, I can hardly wait to see what I'm going to do in my children's lives. Lord, help us to grasp what an amazing thing has happened in this space today. We praise you, Father, and we thank you, Father. And Lord, we want to skip and dance, Father, as we pick up something of what is going on in those heavenly places at this point in time. And Father, I pray that in the coming days and the coming weeks, this church will be alive with testimony of how faithful you have been, how you have given, and how you are continually giving to us. So praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. This is truly your day, this day. But Father, we are also mindful that this is a day that we celebrate all of these men in this room and the men in our lives who are dads. Father, we thank you for fathers. Lord, we thank you for those who have been father figures to us. Lord, we pray for those who are fathers, that, Lord, that they would learn to be better fathers by following the best father of all. Lord, we pray for those who long to be fathers, and we hold them before you in faith. Lord, we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father, God. We ask that each one of us in this room would get to know you better as your children. Please, God, help us to know you more and more. We especially pray that for those of us that are still children. We pray for each young person in this room that they will journey in faith. But Lord, for those that are us that are a bit older, a bit greyer, a bit more lived life, Father, keep our faith fresh and real. We have so much more to know about the goodness of our Heavenly Dad. Thank you, God. Amen. So let's stand and we're going to sing our closing song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Shoulders, ashamed I hear my mock.
And so as we go into the week, may you know afresh God as your Father. And may you know yourself as his chosen, adopted child. And may God's blessing, the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest on you. Amen. Amen.
Just to remind you, we're having tea and coffee afterwards, a shared lunch, and then a session of question and answer. And also that we have a very special meeting here at 7:45 on Tuesday, a special church meeting, to bring the final part of this jigsaw together as we affirm and test the calling of Paul.